Keely Garris, 5'9 junior with the granddaughter. The granddaughter of Carl and Carol listening down in Alabama online at 927thevan.com. Happy with her granddaughter doing well. Keely's coming off a four-point performance at Lawton. She'll be at the forwards along with Christina Moore, the 5'7 senior. And Morgan Bush, the 6'2 junior, will be in the middle. Coming off a 10-point performance against Lawton, she scored 19 twice in two games this season in games against Lawrence and Hartford. Referees, as they were in the first game, are in the second game. With Jim Hogerboom now the lead official, Paul Campen and Ken Bronstrom will be flanking him. Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings getting ready to do battle in women's basketball. We have Hope College basketball for you, men's style, tomorrow afternoon as the Flying Dutchman will take on the Olivet Comets at DeVos Fieldhouse in Holland. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince for all of the action of Hope College basketball tomorrow afternoon at 2:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Both starting lineups being introduced. And both coaches, Robert Alexander and Kevin Tringali, standing in sort of like the center area because they know that they're going to be shaking hands with all the players. Signs of sportsmanship here. And even the referees are getting involved with it as well, with the fist pumps on both sides. So a lot of enthusiasm. We'll see if it translates into some good basketball so far. Hate to say it, Saugatuck in the games we've done, and we've done three boys games so far this season. Against Goebbels, against Hartford, now against Bangor. The Saugatuck boys have been more than impressive with their victories. We haven't done a girls game yet, so this is our first chance to take a look at Kevin Tringali's team in his third year, guiding the fortunes of the Indians after John Green moved on. So, it will be Silva and Garris, Finn, Moore, Bush on the floor for Saugatuck, Adamson, Allen, Wisniewski, Schultz, and Byrd on the floor for the Vikings. Vikes will be moving from right to left in their road red jerseys. Jim Hogerboom strides to the center circle. Bush on the jump against Schultz. Bush wins the tip, and it's underneath for Keely Garris, who lays it up and lays it in. First two of the game goes to Keely. Saugatuck on the board. And Elsass is thrown over the head of Kaylee Wisniewski. Turnover banger as it goes out of bounds. Inauspicious start for the Vikings, for the girls. They hope they don't have to see what the boys did. They don't want to see what the boys did. Inside Bush gets around one defender, banks it up, no. Rebound back to Bush, puts it up, puts it in. Morgan gets her first two. It's 4-0 Saugatuck. Lob into the front court for Allen. She'll turn around and get the basket in. Pressure of defense broken there by Bangor, and Allen gets the first basket for the Vikes tonight. Silva, double dribble as she was held up a little by Sarah Adams, and that forces their turnover, each side with one cough up so far. And now we got two turnovers on the Bangor side. As that was Chelsea Byrd who moved the feet before putting the ball down on the floor. 4-2, Saugatuck with the lead. We've played 47 seconds in this first half. Right corner, Moore. Bush. Left side, Garris. Kicks it back out now for Finn. Between the circles, Silva. To Garris. Jumper left side. Banks off, no good. Rebound pushes back up. No, but Morgan gets fouled, and she'll go to the stripe. Says referee Paul Campen. Foul. The first foul of the game goes against Bangor's Kylie Wisniewski. So foul line right will be Morgan Bush. The senior, little hard on the first one. No good. Second one coming for the right-handed shot. Foul line right. Also a little hard. Rebound into the hands of Carolyn Finn. Offensive, but it's deflected away from her, and it's a turnover as Bangor picks it up there. In the backcourt, walking it over the timeline is Chelsea Byrd. Silva looking at her. We think Byrd's about maybe 6'4". Silva's listed as 5'4". Silva's 5'2". Jumper from the high post right side by Wisniewski. No good. Rebound Bush, and she got held as she was trying to outlet out. And a foul is called against Allen. Jordan gets her, pardon me, Cheyenne Schultz. That's her first. Second now against Bangor. And Silver brings it over the timeline for the try. Moore lobs it into Bush. Kicks it out to Silva. She'll triple from the top of the circle. Banks it off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound offensive for Moore. For Carolyn Finn. Her pass for Moore gets tied up by Schultz, and Cheyenne gets the forces the turnover on the alternating possession. Banger will get the basketball. 30 turnovers now for Saugatuck. Karen Tringali in the white dress shirt with the tie, standing in front of his bench. Quickly into the front court. They lob it in for Schultz, who banks it up and in. Cheyenne, they break the press, and we're tied at four, our first tie of the game. Silva to Finn, and as Finn tries to pull away, literally has to try to pull away from Chelsea Bird. Bird holds her up. First down foul on Chelsea, three on the Vikes. Marilyn Gallegos makes her first appearance. Marilyn is a junior, replacing Kylie Wisniewski. The first substitution for either side. 5:50 to go, first half quarter. We're tied at four. Lob inside to Bush. Misses the banker. Tries to get the rebound. Ball deflected into the hands of Carolyn Finn. Garris, left side between the circles for Silva. She moved the pivot foot before she put the ball down for the dribble. And that's an easy travel turnover foul, turnover violation for Saugatuck. Four turnovers already for the Tribe. We're tied at four. Bird. The front court, Wisniewski. The bounce pass goes right into the hands of Morgan Bush. Quickly for Finn. Carolyn drives, misses. Rebound put back up by Garrison in. Kaylee with four. Saugatuck regains the lead at 6-4. Long down pass complete to Schultz, but she, well, it was going to be complete to Schultz, but it went through her hands. And the turnover makes it now four for Banger. And a new substitution for the Vikings. Adam McGee in now for the Bangor Vikings. Deflected pass into the hands of the Bangor Vikings. Turnover Saugatuck. Ball deflected out of bounds. Goes to Saugatuck. So each team now with five turnovers after the exchange. Kevin Trindale makes his first substitutions. Carenza Hoffmeyer, the 5'6 junior. And Grace Peterson, the 5'11 senior, comes in. Kaylee Gurris with 4 points sits down. And so two is Moore. Here is Silva driving to the lane, and Jenna McGee got her. And McGee gets the first foul. No, it's going to be second foul on Cheyenne Schultz. I thought McGee got her, but it was Schultz. Two fouls for Schultz, and Silva misses the first end of the two-shot foul. Indians now 0-for-3 from the stripe. Sarah Adams sits down. Back in now is Kylie Wisniewski. One more coming. A little hard again. So Saugatuck's 0-for-4 from the stripe. They still lead 6-4. Into the front court now is Shelby Weaver, who's into the game now. Shelby is a senior. Ball out of bounds. Turnover against Banger. Six turnovers against the Vikes. 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck leads at 6-4 in girls basketball. Bush to a wide open Peterson, who banks it up and in. Grace got herself free, and very quickly, Robert Alexander calls a timeout presented by Michigan Tile. Winner's Ale, stop in. And after Peterson's gimme makes it 8-4, the Bangor Vikings will call a timeout. The home of Super Bowl 48 along the lakeshore is our AM station, 1450 WHTC. And the participants for the game in 2 weeks at the Meadowlands in New Jersey will be determined on Sunday, the conference finals. Join the CBS radio crew for all of the action beginning at 2 p.m. with the New England Patriots against the Denver Broncos. followed by San Francisco 49ers against the Seattle Seahawks. Which of those teams will play in Super Bowl 48? You can find out Sunday starting at 2 p.m. on our AM station 1450 WHTC. So after the timeout, my banger there first. Indians in a three-quarter trap. Now they'll do a trapping zone, and it's stolen at midcourt by Silver on the deflection. Jocelyn dribbles on the right side, waits for help, now gets it. Hoffmeyer plays catch with Peterson. Hoffmeyer flips it to Silva. Right side, Carolyn Finn lobs it into Bush, who has an open pass to the basket and scores. Four for Morgan. Indians now lead it by 6-10-4. They have scored the last day on a six-point run. Pressure in the backcourt. Marilyn Gallegos throws it over the head of Schultz out of bounds. Second turnovers for Bangor. So it has not been. We get a substitution now. Schultz is out there. Sarah Adams is back in for Bangor. The other number four is Carenza Hoffmeyer. Cross court to an open Finn who drives it, lays it, banks it off for Peterson, and Grace lays it up and in. As Finn drove right side, she threw the defenders to her, threw it to Peterson, and we got an offensive foul on the other side. As Sarah Adams charges into one of the Indians, knocks her down, commits the foul, eighth turnover against Bangor, and foul number five for the Vikes. First foul for Sarah. So with 3:35 to go in the first quarter, Saugatuck leads it by 12-4. Carenza Hoffmeyer will inbound to Jocelyn Silva. Morgan Bush has the ball on the right side for Carolyn Finn. Bush deflected out of her hands. Silva gets tied up by Chelsea Bird. Saugatuck does keep possession on the alternating possession rule. Grace Peterson, the fifth on the floor for Saugatuck. Shelby Weaver, along with Chelsea Bird. Jayana McKee. As Silva drives, another tie-up situation as Shelby Weaver forces the turnover on the alternating possession. Ball goes to Bangor. Seventh turnover against Saugatuck. Alexis Hernandez, the sophomore, is in for the first time tonight. Wide open left side is Wisniewski, and Kylie's pass in the front court deflected out of bounds off of Morgan Bush. Those are the five right now. Wisniewski, Shelly Weaver, Bird, Alexis Hernandez, Johanna McGee. Inbound deflected into the hands of Weaver inside the arc. She'll jump in and score it. Shelby is first, too. That stops a 8-point run for Saugatuck. It's now 12-6. Saugatuck leads by 6. Hoffmeyer, cross court, fast stepped in front of by Wisniewski, and she's fouled as she steals the pass. Eighth turnover against Saugatuck. The foul goes against Carolyn Finn. That's her first. First for the Indians tonight. Striding in for Bangor is Allison Weaver. She'll inbound it to Shelby Weaver. Into the front court. Left side, Allison Weaver. Between the rings, Chelsea Bird to McGee. Foul line has double team, has to pull it back out. Chelsea Bird, 2:31 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck by 6, 12-6. Bird looking at the man-to-man for Saugatuck. For Hernandez, back to Bird. Bangor being patient right now. Trying to create a seam to break open the defense here, and they haven't been able to do it. Bird, right side for Allison Weaver. Inside for McGee, low post right, tries to bank it up, no, but draws contact and a foul. The foul will go up against Hoffmeyer, Carenza's first, second against the try. And so foul line left will be Jayana McGee. 3 points in Thursday night's Tuesday win at Marcellus. Misses the first, though. First free throw for Bangor tonight. Left-handed on the left foul line. She's a right-handed shot. McGee's had 8 points in the game against Bender. Makes the second, though, and she's on the board tonight. First point for Johanna. 12-7, Saugatuck leads by 5. Here's Silva. Triple top of the circle. No. Rebound deflected. Finn tries to get it, but it's taken away by Chelsea Bird. Bird wants to run, but she's on a mismatch. We'll take it anyway and bank it in. Chelsea's first two. And it's now a five-point run for Bangor. They're down by three, 12-9. Hoffmeyer, Silva left side. To an open Peterson, tries to drive, but McGee undercuts her. Doesn't knock her down, but the contact is seen by referee Ken Bronstrom. And McGee will pick up her first foul. The bonus light will go on after Grace Peterson's two free throws. She'll be taking a couple of duckets from the right side, right foul line. Cheyenne Schultz ready to check back in. Peterson misses the first free throw. Saugatuck now 0 for 5 from the stripe. Alexis Hernandez sits down. Shelby Weber and Bird. Allison Weber and McGee. And Schultz. Second one is no good. McGee gets the rebound for Banger. Those are the five on the floor for the Vikings. Front court, Shelby Weber. Tries to get it to Allison and rolls off her hands out of bounds. Turnover number 9 against Banger. Saugatuck with 8 cough-ups. Morgan Bush and Jocelyn Silva. Carolyn Finn, Carenza Hoffmeyer, Grace Peterson. The 5 on the floor for Kevin Tringali's Indians. Minute 43 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck by 3, 12-9. Here's Grace Peterson. Low post right. Turnaround off balance. No good. Easy rebound for Chelsea Bird. She wants to run. Deflected pass, she gets it back into the lane through two defenders. So shot is blocked by Peterson. Silver gets the rebound for Saugatuck. Jocelyn wants to run. Going coast to coast, McGee deflects it off the backboard into the hands of Schultz. Turnover Saugatuck, that's the ninth now for the Tribe. Minute 13 to go, first quarter. Front court, Chelsea Bird. Saugatuck in the man-to-man. Although it looks like a 2-3 zone, but it is man-to-man. Left side, triple try, Shelby Weaver in front of the rim, no good. And Silva shepherds the ball out of bounds, making sure that Saugatuck will inbound with 59 seconds to go. Kaylee Garris, who has had 4 points in the game to lead Saugatuck, along with Morgan Bush and Grace Peterson. Back in for the Tribe. Hoffmeyer. Pass for Peterson, deflected right into the hands of Shelby Weaver. 10 turnovers, Saugatuck. Driving left side is Wisniewski back in for Banger. Loses control, out of bounds. Saugatuck basketball. 10 turnovers, Banger. It's 9 turnovers. It's going to stay Banger basketball. Substitutions moving in and out. Jordan Allen comes in now for Gianna McGee for Banger. Marilyn Gallegos returns for the Vikes. Inbounds, deflected out of bounds by Jocelyn Silva. It'll be Bangor basketball. Morgan Bush getting her first break of the game. Lob goes in now for Allen. 12-footer left side, no. Rebound put back up by Gallegos. She felt contact with 39 seconds to go, and so she just put the ball up to make sure that she will go to the stripe. Peterson with the foul, first on Grace, 3 on Saugatuck. Bonus line already on for Saugatuck. Foul line left, Gallegos. Hops the first one in. Literally hops the first one in. She does a little hop as she takes her free throw. First point for Maryland. And it's a 6-point run now for Bangor. Second one rings off. Grace Peterson cleans up the glass for Saugatuck. 12-10, the Indians by 2. Silva, foul line, rainbow off the back of the rim, no. And getting the rebound was Shelby Weber, and Silva trying to get the offensive rebound commits the foul. First on Jocelyn, 4 on Saugatuck. So now after the Indians had peeled off a 8-point run, they're seeing their opponents now with a 6-point run. And they have the possession of the basketball. Trapping zone, and Kelly Guerra steps in front of a pass. Turnover 10 for Banger. Here's Silva. The 5-2 guard takes a shot and goes over the top of the backboard on the miss. 13.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Indians by 2, 12-10. But Banger has another crack to try to tie the game before the end of the first quarter. Shelby Weber goes into a cul-de-sac, gets out of it with a nice pass. 4 seconds left. Cross-court pass. They got to try to get a shot off to Wisniewski. Misses it. Buzzer sounds, quarter over. Saugatuck scores 8. Vikings get 6 after that, after one quarter of play. Saugatuck 12. Bangor 10. It's girls basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. We begin the second quarter with a turnover against Saugatuck as the ball fired into the out-of-bounds area. Too fast for Christina Moore to handle it. 11 turnovers for Saugatuck. 4 points each for Keely Garris, Grace Peterson, Morgan Bush for Saugatuck. Banger trying to tie the game and does. Left side baseline jumper by Kylie Wisniewski. Her first 2 points. We are tied at 12, our second tie of the game. It's an 8-point run for Banger. Bush responds to break the tie and break the run. Saugatuck regains lead at 14-12. Morgan Bush now with 6. Wisniewski, Shelby Weber, Bird, Schultz, and Allen each with 2 points. 1 point each for Gallegos and McGee. That's the Banger scoring. And a shot from inside the arc by Jordan Allen. And Moore does not commit a very smart foul, frankly. Christina, big player, outside her range, 18-footer. She puts her on the line for 2 free throws. First is good for Jordan Allen. She's now the first. She now leads Bangor in scoring with 3 in this game. She'll try to tie the game for the third time tonight. Tim Travis, the principal of Saugatuck High, with us tonight. Nice, bright yellow shirt for Mr. Travis. We're tied at 14 as both free throws are good. Deflected pass by Hoffmeyer. She gets tied up trying to get the loose ball and commits the turnover. 12 turnovers for Saugatuck as Banger gets the basketball on the alternating possession rule. Gianna McGee returns. It's Silva and Hoffmeyer. Garris, Moore, and Bush. Here's McGee driving the lane and scoring. McGee with 3, and Banger has the first lead of the game. Their first lead at 16-14. They about scored Saugatuck in that stretch as Bush puts up a short jumper, no good. Rebound snatched off by Chelsea Bird. Saugatuck's been outscored 12-2, I should say, as Banger has taken the lead. Right side, Marilyn Gallegos in the front court for Banger. Swings into the left side, Wisniewski. Short jumper, no good. And as Moore got the rebound, the other number 20, McGee, jumped over her back. Gianna now with 2. Schultz with 2 fouls. Nobody with more than 1 on either side. Loose ball foul. Bonus light is on, so Saugatuck should be getting some free throws. Morgan Bush will sit down. And Katie Slayer, the 5'8 junior, replaces her. So Moore at the line. Garris and Slayer are in the lane waiting for a rebound on the 1-1. Silva and Hoffmeyer are standing between the rings. That's the 5 on the floor for Saugatuck. Moore, foul line right, right-handed shooter. Trying to get on the board, front of the 1-1, misses it. Rebound long, Moore strips it away. Their pass deflected, turnover Saugatuck. Saugatuck 0 for 7 from the free throw line. Between the rings on the front court, Chelsea Bird. Left side triple is by Wisniewski is off balance. No, but offensive rebound for Allison Weber. Ball not of bounds as she tried to get it inside for Alexis Hernandez. Turnover Banger, that's their 11th. 16-14, Banger with the lead. Saugatuck with the ball. Cross court pass Garris to Silva. And Silva walked as she moved the feet before she put the ball down on the dribble. It has been a very erratic performance for Saugatuck, to say the least. Grace Peterson comes in for the Tribe. Moore sits down. Hernandez, Allison Weber, Bird. Left side is Wisniewski. Triple try is no good. Jordan Allen, the other player on the floor for Banger. Ball out of bounds. It's off of a Viking. Saugatuck gets the ball on the 12th turnover of the game for Banger. Sarah Adams replaces Allison Weber for Bangor. 5:36 to go in the first half. Saugatuck trailing by two, 16-14. The boys won big, 81-36 over Bangor earlier today. Peterson. And now for Slayer. She goes to the basket, draws contact in the foul, and Robert Alexander has arms up saying what happened there. First foul for Jordan Allen, eight now on Bangor. Cheyenne Schultz will replace Allen. Morgan Bush ready to cut, check back in, but the girl she's replacing, Katie Slayer, is at the line. First of two for Katie. Perfect. One more coming. Indians trying to tie the game for the third time in this game, for the fourth time, I should say. Makes the second, and Slayer will get a spot on the bench for her troubles. Fourth tie of the game. Slayer sits down. Bush returns. At the half, we'll have a recap of our scoring, and we'll also have the MHSA perspective. Topic tonight for JJ, just lead. Silva deflects a pass out of bounds into her own bench, so it's maintained by Bangor. So John Johnson will talk about just lead as MHSA perspective is at the half. Low post right, Cheyenne Schultz tries to go through a double team and did a outside shuffle instead. Turnover number 13 for Bangor. Very sluggish game right now. Indians leading, Indians and Bangor tied at 16, all 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Peterson, jumper inside the arc, no good, a little short. Sarah Adams cleans glass for Bangor. Quick pass by the left-handed throwing bird, complete. And the baseline jumper is no good by Bangor's Wisniewski. Bush with the rebound. Silva. Pass for Peterson, deflected right into the arms of a Bangor player. Turnover number 15 for Saugatuck. Left side driving is Newski, and she dribbles it out of bounds. 14 turnovers now for Bangor. Carolyn Finn comes in for Hoffmeyer for Saugatuck, while Alexis Hernandez, Cheyenne Schultz, Sarah Adams. And we're going to get a timeout call by Kevin Tringali, a 30-second timeout. This timeout presented by Michigan Tile. Winner's Hail. Stop in at Michigan Tile. So first timeout. Each team has burned out a timeout so far in this particular game. I want to remind you that nearly 2,000 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award. The applicants are in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships, one of which was won last year by Helen High's Connor Boss. The deadline for submissions has passed, though, and winners will be announced next month with awards at the boys' basketball finals in East Lansing on March 22nd. The message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Indians trying to win their fourth straight, and they're tied at 16 with 4:21 to go in the second quarter against visiting Bangor in girls basketball. Silva. They lob it to Bush. Left side. Peterson. They play tic-tac-toe with Bush. Banker left side is good. Morgan with eight. Indians regain the lead at 18-16. The second lead change of the game. Shelby Weber pulls it back out now for Bird. Jumper from 15. No. Rebound, Grace Peterson for Saugatuck, who's played so far a solid game. Front court, Silva. Carolyn Finn plays catch with Silva. Peterson in the left corner. Silva, her pass off of a foot. No call for a kick. Ball is on the floor. Possession arrow goes to Bangor. Turnover, Saugatuck. So, 16 turnovers for the Tribe. Kaylee Garris and Morgan Bush. Carolyn Finn and Jocelyn Silva. Grace Peterson, the five on the floor for Saugatuck. 3:27 to go, second quarter. In the lane, Bangor good. Jordan Allen with the basket. She's got six. We're tied again at 18. Fourth, fifth tie of the game. Here's Silva. Drives to the lane, no. Draws contact, foul. So two free throws for Jocelyn. The foul is against Shelby Weaver, her first. 9 now on Bangor, so it'll be the double bonus after these two free throws for Saugatuck. Silva, first of two, no good. Saugatuck is 0 for 9, two for 10 free throws. 2 for 11, Silva's missed all four of her shots. Rebound, Jordan Allen for Bangor. Front court, Chelsea Bird. Those misses have really prevented Saugatuck from playing the pressure defense. That's has forced already 14 Bangor turnovers. Here's a triple left side, is way short by Shelby Weaver, ball out of bounds, and it'll go to Saugatuck. So Bangor's not afraid of shooting the long range shot. Problem is, most of the time it hasn't been hit. We have not had a three yet tonight. Garris. Right side in the corner for Silver. She'll triple from there. Back of the rim, no. Rebound, Cheyenne Schultz for Bangor. We're tied at 18 and 2.5 to go in the second. Pass a little too far in front of Shelby Weaver. Out of bounds, unforced error. 15th turnover against Bangor. Well, no, take that back. Make the scratch off because they say that Saugatuck, the officials, rule is deflected by a Saugatuck player. So it'll be still Bangor basketball in the front court. Cheyenne Schultz, double team. Gets a little help from Chelsea Bird. Left side for Shelby Weaver. Pulls it back and out for Allen. Rainbows from the high post left. No good. Rebound put back up and in by Shelby Weaver. Weaver with 4. 20-18. Third lead change of the game as Bangor has the lead by 2. Left corner Silva. Triple from there. Glance at the front of the rim. Sarah Adams cleans glass for Bangor. They're trying to improve on a 2-point lead. Triple left side is short by Weaver. Long rebound deflected and a collision and a foul against Saugatuck. It'll be a common foul. It'll go up against Saugatuck's Carolyn Finn. That's 2 for Carolyn. 6 for Saugatuck. Bonus light will go on as the ball is inbounded. Silva gets her first break of the game. Peterson sits down as well. Hoffmeyer and Slayer return to join Bush, Finn, and Kaylee Garris on the floor for Saugatuck. Minute 45 to go. First half. Rainbow left side in and out by Cheyenne Schultz. Rebound snatched away by Morgan Bush. Hoffmeyer running the offense. Left side, Carolyn Finn. Hoffmeyer plays catch with Finn on the foul line instead. Left foot pass in for Bush over hands. Turnover, 17 for Saugatuck. Chelsea Bird front court. Plays catch on the left side with Wisniewski. Now goes right side inside the arc. A jumper is no good by Sarah Adams. Rebound. Garris, then she throws it right into the hands of Schultz. Turnaround basket is good, and she draws contact with the foul. Schultz steps in front of the pass, gets the turnover, the steal. Excuse me. And the basket and the foul. Foul was on Hoffmeyer, compounding the problem. Second for Carenza. Foul line left, Schultz trying to get her fifth point. Misses the free throw, long rebound. Hoffmeyer tries to save. And it's ruled Saugatuck ball, as it was last touched by Bangor on the baseline, on the sideline. Vikings with their biggest lead of 4, 22-18. They've trailed by as many as 6. Left side, Finn in the lane, and a foul as Slayer took the shot. The foul will go up against Jordan Allen. Allen and Schultz, the two setters, each with 2 fouls now. Alexis Hernandez, who can also play in the pivot, is ready to come off the bench. First of 2 for Slayer, and she misses the free throw. Katie Admitter hit her only 2 free throws, the only 2 the Saugatuck's made tonight. 2 for 12, Saugatuck at the free throw line. Schultz and Adams sit down for Bangor. Second free throw for Slayer is good. Katie with 3, all from the stripe. The margin is 3 for Bangor, 22-19, with under a minute to go, 51 seconds left. Walking the ball over the timeline, Chelsea Bird. Pass deflected, stolen by Silva. Good turnover. Stand a foul on the backcourt as Silva got the ball. The foul will go up against Shelby Weaver. She has two. Cheyenne Schultz, Jordan Adam, Gianna McGee each with two. Carolyn Finn, Karenza Hoffmeyer with two each for Saugatuck. So Silva, who is 0 for 4 from the stripe, will go to the line right, trying to cut into a three-point deficit. Two shots with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Right-handed shot, and another miss. 0 for 5 free throws for Jocelyn Silva. One more for the senior. Finally makes one. First point of night for Jocelyn. The margin is 2. Deficit is 2. 22-20. Bangor with the lead in the basketball. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Chelsea Bird over the timeline. Saugatuck in the man-to-man. Bird with a dribble. Silver on her. 25 seconds left. Bird. Silver staying on her. Almost got the 5-second call, and then the pass is deflected in the hands of Bush. Turnover Bangor. 16 against him. Front court Silver inside the arc. Her jumper is bounces off and no. Rebound out of bounds. Off of the hands of Katie Slayer. It'll go to Bangor. 8 seconds to go in the first half. So the Vikings have one crack to try to regain a four-point advantage, which has been their largest of the game. Wisniewski, 3 seconds left. But Bangor didn't spot the clock. They'll get an off-balance shot and make it at the buzzer. Oh, I didn't think we were going to get one, but they do as Weaver hits one from 25. Shelby with 7, and that puts an exclamation point on a very good second quarter for Bangor. And they'll come off the court, leading Saugatuck by 5, 25-20 after two quarters of play. Listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School halftime with the score, Bangor 25, Saugatuck 20 in girls basketball after the boys defeated, the Saugatuck boys defeated Bangor 81-36. Holly Rose along with Gary Stevens with you here from Saugatuck High School. And a first half which saw Saugatuck lead by 6 early on, 12-6, but they've been outscored prominently by 8, 12-4, but they've been outscored 21-8 since that time. And Bangor getting a triple from Shelby Weaver at the end of the first half to get their biggest margin of the game at the end of the first half by a score of 25-20. Running down the scoring, first of all for the Bangor Vikings, 7 points for Shelby Weaver, 6 points for Jordan Allen, 4 points for Cheyenne Schultz, 3 points for Gianna McGee, 2 points for Kylie Wisniewski and Chelsea Bird, and a point for Marilyn Gallegos. 16 turnovers for Bangor, but they are 4 for 7 from the free throw line. Saugatuck, 8 points from Morgan Bush, 4 each from Kaylee Garris and Grace Peterson, 3 from Katie Slayer, a single point from Jocelyn Silva. Indians just 4-15 from the free throw line and 18 turnovers. They have been their own worst enemy so far as they are trailing the Bangor Vikings 25-20 here at the half. Regular feature of high school basketball and football broadcast on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, John Jensen. His topic tonight, just lead. It's time now for JJ's MHSA Perspective.
Hard to believe that a quarter of a century ago, the Michigan High School Athletic Association took a bold leadership step to sponsor a program never tried by any other state association, a conference designed to communicate about and prepare women for all of the opportunities and challenges of being involved in interscholastic athletics. No one really knew what to expect, how many people would attend. A late rush of applications exceeded everyone's expectations and set the table for a highly successful event that has since been copied around the country. And the Women in Sports Leadership Conference was born. That kind of forward thinking is celebrated every other year now, and the number of attendees continues to be so strong that the Women in Sports Leadership Conference needs nothing more than to turn the open sign on, and it's a sellout. It's a program that's backed by an endowment received shortly after that first conference, which not only helps keep the cost of participating low for schools, but ensures its place in the programming the association delivers to its members for years to come. In keeping with the times, the title of the 2014 conference has a hashtag in front of the phrase, Just Lead. This year's Women in Sports Leadership Conference will take place February 2nd and 3rd at the Crown Plaza Lansing West Hotel, providing opportunities for students, coaches, administrators, and officials to gain a better understanding of the many responsibilities of leadership. Workshop topics focus on sports nutrition, training methods, how to be a good teammate, coaching for character, the benefits of multi-sport participation, and many others. General session speakers include Carol Hutchins, the softball coach at the University of Michigan, and Susie Merchant, the women's basketball coach at Michigan State University. Another highlight of the conference is the presentation of the annual Women in Sports Leadership Award, recognizing a woman for her outstanding leadership abilities in high school sports. For more information about the 21st Women in Sports Leadership Conference, Just Lead, visit the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The winter tournament season is not that far away, and as much as we'd like everyone to be in attendance at all of the tournaments, we know that that's just not possible. So the MHSAA.tv website has a special deal for you. Just $14.95 will give you access to watch live streaming video from the team and individual wrestling finals, the ice hockey semifinals and finals, the Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals, the girls gymnastics finals, and the semifinals of the girls and boys basketball tournaments. Your $14.95 pass is good for 30 days of tournament action. Get yours beginning February 21st at the MHSAA.tv website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
The art store at Friss Office Outfitters has the greatest selection of supplies for the painter, sculptor, sketcher, drafter, and framer of any store in West Michigan. Friss stocks hundreds of paints, clays, pencils, drafting, art, office, and school supplies, and they frame and mat your favorite artwork. From beginner to professional, Friss has what you need to complete your projects. And check out Friss downtown as art supplies are added to this location. The art store at Friss Office Outfitters, 109 River Avenue in Holland.
DeMond Super Value, proud sponsor of Saugatuck Football, invites you to check out their Pick 5 programs in their meat and produce departments. In produce, you can select any 5 Pick 5 items for $9.99. In the meat department, you may mix and match any Pick 5 items for $19.99. These are the same quality products now presented to you at a greater value. Plan out a week's menu or stock up your fridge and freezer. Save time, money, and gas when you shop local at DeMond's on Center Street in Douglas.
Saugatuck High School basketball returns soon. Hit the hardwood with a van.
Back here at Saugatuck High School, halftime of the girls' game in which the Bangor Vikings lead the Saugatuck Indians 25-20. The boys' game was won by Saugatuck 81-36 behind an impressive 31-point performance from Mike Winowicki. We'll have more Saugatuck High basketball for you on back-to-back nights. Doubleheader action. We'll have the Saugatuck Indians against Fenville on a makeup doubleheader Monday night. We'll be on the air with the boys' game at 5:10, girls following. And then on Tuesday night, same combination, boys first, girls second, when the Marcellus Wildcats come calling for a scheduled doubleheader. So Monday and Tuesday night, Saugatuck High basketball at 5:10 right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Didn't take Bangor long to have the team talk at halftime. Coach Robert Alexander had his team out less than 4 minutes after the end of the first half was over, and they've been warming up a little bit longer conversation for Kevin Tringali and the Saugatuck Indians. Second half is next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Ball to begin the second half, and quickly Grace Peterson missed a shot. Morgan Bush got the rebound and put it back up. It was a foul committed on her, and now she missed the front end of the two-shot foul. Third foul game for Jordan Helm, the first player for either side with three fouls. Saugatuck 4 of 16 from the free throw line. Morgan Bush's second free throw is good, and Morgan leads Indians now with 9 points. The margin is 4-25-21 as we're underway here in the second half. Cross-court pass over the head of Cheyenne Schultz out of bounds. It was deflected by Morgan Bush, as referee Paul Kempen. So the ball will stay in the hands of the Bangor Vikings. Sarah Adams will inbound. Cheyenne Schultz and Jordan Allen. Inbound goes to Jordan Allen. The shot's rejected by Garris. They stay on the floor, and the tie-up is going to keep the ball in Bangor's hand. Chelsea Bird and Kylie Wisniewski, the other two on the floor for Bangor. Saugatuck with their starting five, Jocelyn Silver and Kaylee Garris. Carolyn Finn and Christina Moore, Morgan Bush in the pivot. Fermi Krenza Huffmeyer starting the second half instead of Moore for Saugatuck. Ball goes through the hands of Jordan Allen, an unforced turnover, 17th against the Bangor Vikings. His Silva, left side Garris to Bush. Quickly out to Garris, inside the arc, jumper, got it! Kaylee with six. First two since the first quarter. The Indians down by two at 25-23. Long down court pass. Bush knocks it out of bounds into the Bangor bench. And Gianna McGee comes in for the three foul. Jordan Allen for Bangor. Inbound into this is Kwasniewski. Jumper from the left corner. No. McGee tries to get the rebound. She got pushed. Morgan Bush commits the foul. That's her first. First for the Tribe here in the second half. Inbounds. Wisniewski, left corner shot, no. Tie up on the rebound. Garris has got it, and she's going to have the ball because the alternating position gives the ball to Saugatuck on the tie up. Just past the 1 minute mark, second quarter. Second half, I should say. 25-23, Saugatuck down by two. Bush. In the lane. Banker, no good. And Bush goes down hard and is slow in getting up. So it's an advantage for Bangor. She's trying to, may have turned an ankle as McGee puts the put back up. No good. Rebound deflected into the hands of Adams. Official calls time. Bush turned on that ankle. She's going to have to sit down. And Katie Slayer comes in to replace her. So Morgan Bush came down awkwardly on that shot. And she'll be looked at by the medicos at Saugatuck. So the Indians' leading scorer with 9 points in the game has got to sit for a little bit. Inbounds to McGee. Off-balance shot. Rings in. Gianna with five. 27-23. Saugatuck down four. Hoffmeyer in the right corner. Around McGee. Gets the pass deflected back into her hands. Hoffmeyer spins. Jumper inside the arc. No. Rebound deflected. Garris tries to save it. Does not. Out of bounds. It'll be inbounded by Bangor. Morgan Bush is trying to walk off that turned ankle. Bangor will inbound in the backcourt. Chelsea Bird. Indians with three-quarter court pressure. McGee bounces it right side. Adams triple from the right side. Throws an air break. Rebound deflected. McGee tries to save in front of the bench. Does not do so. And Coach Robert Alexander grabs her before she goes face first into the Bangor bench. Good save by the coach. Indians down 4, 27-23. 5:51 to go, third quarter. Kaylee Garris. Garris. Her pass to Hoffmeyer. She got popped by McGee, and McGee commits the foul. That's three now on Gianna. Second foul in the half for against Bangor, but two of their big girls have three fouls each. Bird sits down, and Marilyn Gallegos comes in now for Bangor. Silva had her pocket picked by Shelley B. Weber, but Silva battles back to keep the ball. Weber gets leaned into and draws the foul against Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer trying to get to that loose ball, and Carenza picks up her third foul. First Indian with three fouls. It's been a ragged game so far, and the score line reflects it. 27-23 Bangor. McGee. Silva tries to step in front of her. McGee battles. Almost hand-to-hand combat. Shelby Weber comes out with it to Gallegos, and Gallegos moved the feet before she put the ball down for a driving dribble. 18 turnovers against Bangor. Saugatuck with 18. Morgan Bush is back on the bench, trying to see if she can give that right leg a go, but she's got a ice bag in me, so her night might be over. She's got a foul at midcourt against Bangor's Shelby Weaver. That's her third now. So now the fouls are starting to come thick and fast on both sides. McGee sits down with three fouls. Weber is probably going to have to do the same. That's exactly what the case is. Wisniewski comes back in. Alexis Hernandez is in. Cheyenne Schultz, Sarah Adams, Marilyn Gallegos, the other three on the floor for Bangor as they're in a 2-1-2 zone. And that forces a turnover as Garris couldn't get to the pass. Sarah Adams steps in front of it, and turnover 19 for Saugatuck, and Garris has to commit a foul. First against Kaylee and the third against Saugatuck here in the second half. And we're going to get a timeout called by Bangor with 4:56 to go in the third quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. And it's another Michigan Tile timeout. Presented by Michigan Tile this timeout. Winter sale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. Through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. And with Rolf Timmerman, the superintendent in the neighborhood, good time to trot out that promo. So the timeout is over, ball called by Bangor. Vikings lead by 4, 27-23. Saugatuck led it 1 point, 12-4. But it's been Bangor ever since. But it's a steal by Kira. She steps in front of Vest. Silva has nobody to help her, tries to find help, and travels herself. 19 turnovers for Bangor, 20 for Saugatuck. Reflective of how this game has been. Front court, Gallegos. Between the rings, Wisniewski. Right side, Sarah Adams. Bounces it for Schultz, low post, left, right, and she was held up. Or will it be? It will be a push-off foul as Schultz had to push off to try to get possession. She commits her third foul. So all of the big girls for Bangor, McGee, Schultz, and Allen, have three fouls each. See if Saugatuck can take advantage of it. Get to work the ball inside. And another turnover as Hoffmeyer moved the pivot foot before she started moving. And Kevin Tringali knows his team is having an off night. Trying to get him to get a moment of inspiration. And the turnover is forced. Pressure defense forces Kelly Wisniewski to throw it to space. That's good if you're in association football. You want to move the ball into space and let the guy go get it. Not so good in basketball because it usually goes out of bounds. That's exactly what happened there. Hoffmeyer needs help. Gets it from Silva. Top of the circle shot blocked. But a foul was called against Shelby Weber. And Weber now is in danger land. She picks up her fourth. Weber, whose triple at the buzzer in the first half, gave Bangor its 5-point lead. Foul line left, Silva, who's the 1-for-6 at the stripe. Makes the first of two. The substitution for Bangor didn't come across in time, so they got to wait. Silva, actually, it's a 3-shot foul, so she makes the second. So you can cut the margin to one. Shelby Weber sits down. Chelsea Bird returns. Third one for Silva. Short. Rebound. Grace Peterson wanted it more. Got the carom. Right side off by Banks. A triple. No. Off of the rim. In and out. Rebound grabbed off Cheyenne Schultz for Banger. 27-25. Saugatuck down two. Triple left side. Wisniewski finally gets one down that left corner. Kylie's been trying and trying and trying all night. She finally got one. 30-25. Wisniewski with five. Hoffmeyer. Between the rings. Picks up the dribble. Needs help. Gets it to Formasilla. Drives. Off-balance shot. No good. They were looking for contact. No foul. Ball on the floor in the paint. Alternating possession goes to Banger. 3:25 to go in the third. 30-25. Saugatuck trailing Banger in girls basketball. Boys won the opener for 81-36. Cross-court pass to an open Schultz, who puts it up and in. Cheyenne with six. The lead is seven, the biggest of the night for Banger at 32-25. Hoffmeyer, Garris to Peterson, drives left baseline and draws contact and a foul. And the foul is on Cheyenne Schultz. She now, along with Shelby Weber, playing with four fouls. Foul line left is Grace Peterson. First of two. Got it. Peterson with five. She's one of three from the stripe. Second for Peterson. Gets the ball, strides to the line, and takes the shot. Good. Six for Grace. 32-27, a five-point deficit now. Silva and Hoffmeyer. Garris, Peterson, and Moore on the floor for Saugatuck. And Garris steps in front of a pass and gets the steal. Turnover number 21 for Banger. Good pass by Peterson inside for Moore. Moore battles, ties the instant tie-up, and keeps the ball in Saugatuck possession. With 2:48 to go in the third quarter. 32-25, Saugatuck down five, leading scorer. Morgan Bush trying to get a twisted left right ankle loose. She got it loose. She's back in the game. She's missed about 5 minutes. Also coming in, Carolyn Finn. It is Moore and Bush. Finn, Peterson, Silva on the floor for Saugatuck. Silva with the inbound. Triple from the right corner. Air brick. Rebound, Grace Peterson, left baseline for Moore. In for Bush. Bush gets held as she gets the ball in the low post left side. Fouls on Alexis Hernandez, the only big girl that doesn't have any fouls for Banger. But that's now seven fouls for the Vikings, and so now Bush goes to the foul line left where she is one for four tonight. She leads Saugatuck in scoring with 9 points. Trying to cut a 5-point deficit with a front end and a 1-1. First for Morgan. No good. Moore tips it in the hands of Peterson. Can't save it, though. And we have a travel in the backcourt as Bird looking askance at referee Paul Campen, who made the call. So, too. Well, sitting on the bench now is Robert Alexander. Taking it cool. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. In for Bush. Hyde Banker shot no good. Moore tries to put it back up and draws a foul. The foul will go against Jordan Allen. So now Schultz, Allen, and Gianna, Schultz and Allen each with four fouls. Gianna McGee with three. Those are the big girls for Banger. It's given Saugatuck trouble tonight. First of two for Christina Moore missed. 0 for 2 for Moore at the line. 9 made out of 24. 9 of 25. Saugatuck at the line. Ball loose out of bounds. On the rebound goes to Bangor. Morgan Bush still favoring that right ankle that she turned early in the third quarter. And on the inbounds, Chelsea Bird walked with it. 7 turnovers in the quarter. 10, 6, and 7, the turnover rate for Bangor in the three quarters. That gives them 23. Saugatuck with 21, but only 3 here in the second, in the third quarter. 2:21 to go in it, and Saugatuck down 5. Silva trying to make it 3. Back of the rim on the triple. Ball goes over the backboard out of bounds. Kevin Tringali looks at the white painted rafters after that one. Another turnover on a triple. Right now, the rudimentary fundamentals of basketball is lacking right now. Both sides. Turnovers, bad shots, bad passes. But Saugatuck down 5, and what has been a ragged game, it's played in the Bangor's hands. Peterson, more left side, cross court to an open fit. Carolyn travels. She did a bunny hop before she got toward the lane. There'll be a lot of work to do, and another turnover in the backcourt against Bangor. This time it was Wisniewski who shuffled the feet. And Bangor will call a timeout. They got to use a full 60 now. 32-27. Saugatuck trailing by 5 in what has been a very long third quarter, very long game, and I think the officials are agree with us. But it's still competitive, and the Indians have got to find some sort of spark and get some flow in a game that has been lacking flow throughout. Hope College Basketball returns on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com on tomorrow afternoon as the Flying Dutchman host Olivet at DeVos Fieldhouse. Coach Matt Neal and the Dutchman look to bounce back after their loss to Dakota Kaysen and the Britons in the Albion on Wednesday night. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince for all of the action of Hope College Basketball. The Flying Dutchman host Olivet. Broadcast time is at 2:40 tomorrow afternoon here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Holly Rose, our producer, back in our studios. Very appreciative of her efforts. My name is Gary Stevens. 2 minutes to go. Saugatuck down 5, 32-27. Bush, low post right. Cross court for Finn to Silva. Silva gets fouled by Wisniewski as she was trying for the steal. Kylie second. 9 fouls for Saugatuck, still a 1-1. 9 fouls, I should say, for Bangor. So it's a 1-1 situation for Silva. Makes the first. She'll get one more. Jocelyn with 4 points all from the free throw line. The margin is 4 with 1:51 to go, 32-28 Bangor. Silva can't get the second. Bush trying to get the rebound, pulled away by Hernandez. Foul underneath. Foul will be on Grace Peterson. That's 2 on Grace and only 4 on Saugatuck here in the third, in the second half. 32-28, Bangor with the lead. Minute 44 to go in the third quarter. They have the ball in the front court. Chelsea Bird. Wisniewski plays catch with her on the left side. Saugatuck trying to contest everything right now. Here's the left baseline jumper is good. Missed by Wisniewski, I should say. Rebound snatched away by Silva. Up for Finn, and as Finn drives, she draws contact and a foul on Allison Weber. First foul for Allison. But that is now 10 fouls, so everybody's now shooting 2 on free throws. And at the foul line will be Carolyn Finn, scoreless so far in this game. First of 2. Got it. We'll try to count free throws at the break. There's been a lot of them for Saugatuck, especially here in the third quarter. Finn has the second one go in and out, and Bush jumps into Viking and commits a foul. Morgan picks up her second. 5 on Saugatuck. 11 made Saugatuck free throws tonight. 11 of 29. Hernandez shot is blocked by Peterson on the front end for Bangor. But the Vikings get the rebound, and then it's thrown right into the hands of Peterson. Bush. The shoot goes right in. The intercepted pass. Easy intercept for Allison Weaver. Ball thrown, knocked out of bounds by Peterson in the front court. Saugatuck with 23 turnovers. Bangor with 26. 54 seconds to go. Third quarter. 32-29. Triple left side by Wisniewski. No good. Rebound Saugatuck. Silva. Front court. Bank shot is no good by Finn. And Peterson trying to get the loose ball. Commits a foul on Allison Weaver. So Grace now with three fouls. Hoffmeyer with three fouls for Saugatuck. Four fouls for Shelby Weaver, Cheyenne Schultz, Jordan Allen for Bangor. Weaver returns for Bangor with 41 seconds to go. Her triple at the end of the first half may have been the play of the game because it gave Bangor a five-point lead and they've been able to maintain the advantage. Bush steps in front of a pass and gets a steal. Silva off out of control. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Silva last. Right now, the Indians are their own worst enemy. 32-29. Bangor by three. 20 seconds left. Silva will pick up Bird at midcourt. Chelsea into the left corner now for Weaver. Shelby being hounded by the other number 10, Finn. Allen to the right side. Allison Weaver from the arc. Foot on it. She makes the basket on the right side. Allison Weaver's first two, 34-29. Three quarters are in the books. Bangor looking good. Saugatuck needs some offensive sparks. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We begin the fourth quarter. Saugatuck in their home whites with royal blue numerals outlined in orange. Royal blue and orange trim. We'll see Bangor get the ball to begin the fourth quarter, leading by five. Jumper right, left baseline by Wisniewski. No good. Saugatuck's Bush gets the rebound. Silva over the timeline. Bangor in their cardinal red. Black numerals outlined in white and white trim. Foul at midcourt against Chelsea Bird. That's two on Chelsea. All shots, all free throws now. Two except a three triple try. Miss and a free throw. Other than that, two shots the rest of the way through. Jocelyn Silva. 4-for-11 from the free throw line, or 4 points of the night. Makes the front end of the two-shot foul. 34-30. Saugatuck 12 of 30 from the free throw line. One more coming for Jocelyn. Doesn't get the bank off the backboard. Rebound grabbed off by McGee of Bangor. Front court. 7:33 to go in regulation. 34-30. Bangor with the lead. Saugatuck and the basketball. Adams inside for Schultz. Banks it off of the. Tries to bank a short shot. No good. Rebound off of the hand of Finn out of bounds. Stays with Bangor. Baseline inbounds for the Vikings. Some miscommunications. Finally, Wisniewski gets the pass. Over for Byrne. Triple left side. No. Rebound. Finn for Saugatuck. Indians have had plenty of opportunities to get back in this game and get the lead. They've not been shooting well in a lot of ways. Silva, off-balance runner. No! Can't get the ball to go down, but contact fouls made on the play. Kylie Wisniewski picks up her third foul. And so Silva goes foul line left. First of two, misses it. Jocelyn has had a long night at the free throw line. She's gotten opportunities. Five of 14 from the free throw line tonight for Jocelyn Silva. Front end of the rim, missing the second. Rebound offensive board to Bush. Banks it up, banks it in. Morgan with 11. The margin is 2, 34-32. Morgan Bush had 8 points in the first half. Not much of a factor, turned an ankle. Looks like she's played it off. Dribble in the left corner, Chelsea Bird. Now double team needs some help. throws it to Adams, open in the lane, misses the bunny. Rebound Bush. Outlets out for Silva. Jocelyn dribbles it over the timeline. Bush, left side Garris, inside the arc jumper, no good. Rebound off of the hands of Moore, out of bounds. It goes to Banger. So a chance to tie the game in a game that has seen five ties and three lead changes. 6:21 to go in regulation. Saugatuck trailing by two. Banger 34, Saugatuck 32, and the Vikings have the basketball. Open is Schultz. Nice dish. Banks it up, banks it in. Cheyenne with eight. She leads the attack tonight for Bangor. The margin is four, 36-32. Carolyn Moore to Finn. Christina Moore, I should say. To Carolyn Finn. Silva. Bounces it left side, Moore. Pass for Bush. Deflected out of bounds by Cheyenne Schultz. Ball maintained by Saugatuck. Grace Peterson has had a good game. Comes in to replace Christina Moore. Grace with six. Her season, that equals her season high. She had six in the game at Lawrence. Inbound goes to Carolyn Finn. Between the rings, dribbles right side. Picks up the dribble. Now he's waiting to get some pressure. To Garris. Triple from the left side. Sets and scores. Kaylee with nine. The margin is one, 36-35. Garris has a season high tonight with that tray. Pass inside. Bush deflects it off of Schultz. And we have a holding foul underneath as Bush was trying to get it. She's still favoring that right ankle. The foul on Grace Peterson is now her fourth. That puts the Indians over the limit. Bush is going to get some ice on that ankle. She's replaced by Katie Slayer. Foul line right, Cheyenne Schultz, who is 0 for 1 tonight. 8 points for Cheyenne. Front of the 1-1. Banks it up, banks it in. Second one coming for Cheyenne, trying to extend a 2-point lead. It's the first free throw since the first half for Bangor. They're 5 of 8 from the stripe. Nothing but string music for Schultz on the second. 9 points for Cheyenne. She's had 15 in a game this season. 38-35. Bangor by three. Kaylee Garris, 12-footer left side, good. 5 in the quarter, 11 in the game for Kaylee. The margin is one, 38-37. 5 minutes to go in regulation. Ragged game, but we may have a good finish. McGee, three-time, pulls it out for Adams. Jumper from the right side, no. Rebound deflected into an open. Gallegos misses the bunny. She gets the offensive rebound. Banger resets at the center circle with Chelsea Bird. Gallegos. And we're going to get a travel call as Gallegos did a bunny hop before she passed it away. 28 turnovers now for Banger. Cheyenne Schultz with 10 points to lead the Vikings. 11 points for Morgan Bush and Kaylee Garris. And we're going to get a timeout called by Kevin Tringali with 4:34 to go in regulation. And he'll take the full 60-second timeout. And it's a Michigan Tile timeout presented by Michigan Tile Winter Sale. Stop in. Morgan Bush got a little extra ice on that ankle. She's back in for Saugatuck. So the game reset is this. Saugatuck is in the double bonus. And Bangor is in single bonus. Saugatuck has two more fouls to get before Bangor gets into the double bonus. Bangor has called three timeouts. They have two remaining, one, two, both 60. Saugatuck has a 30 and a 60, 30 and two 60s remaining in their arsenal. The possession arrow is favoring Saugatuck at this time. With four fouls, Jordan Allen, Cheyenne Schultz, and Shelby Weaver for Bangor. Three fouls, Kylie Wisniewski. For Saugatuck, Grace Peterson with four fouls. Three fouls for Carenza Hoffmeyer. So that's the reset with 4:34 to go in regulation. Saugatuck with the ball and inbounding. And Finn just throws it right into the hands of Bird, who goes coast to coast and scores. Bird with 4 points after the steal. The margin is 3:40-37. Not the play that Kevin Tringali diagnosed on the timeout or diagram. Here is a block of a triple try by Wisniewski. Ball back into the front court for Banger. Triple left side by Wisniewski. No good. Rebound grabbed by Peterson, and McGee jumps all over her back to commit the foul. Or is it on? It'll be McGee. That's four now on Gianna. Gianna, I should say. And Grace Peterson on the loose ball foul will go foul line left. She's 2 of 4 from the stripe. Saugatuck just 12 of 33 from the free throw line, and Peterson bricks the first. And they're down three. Saugatuck is down three. Second one for Peterson. Misses them both. Bush gets the rebound off balance. Banker, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of the hands of Chelsea Bird. Stays with Saugatuck. Bangor is playing about as well as it can play. Saugatuck can definitely take its game up a couple of notches. It's been ragged, and they're down three. Bush tried to get a pass from Silva. Deflected. Tie-up. Possession arrow stays Saugatuck way, so that saves Silva a turnover. Saugatuck with 24 turnovers. Bangor with 28. Again, Saugatuck 11 for 35 from the free throw line. And shooting has been horrible both ways tonight. Garris had some flashes of brilliance. Silva, left side Finn. Peterson, pass for Bush, out of bounds, deflected by McGee. Stays Saugatuck ball. 3:34 to go in regulation. Banger 40, Saugatuck 37. Garrison, Bush, Finn, Peterson, and Silva on the floor for Saugatuck. Silva, triple try, left side, in and out, rings in and out. Rebound snatched away by Cheyenne Schultz. Ball knocked out of her hands, but it's recovered by Sarah Adams. Long down court pass off of the foot, legs, I should say, of Carolyn Finn. Stays and goes out of bounds, stays in Bangor territory. Bangor's ball in the front court now. Sarah Adams looking for an inbound. Finds an open Wisniewski. Triple from the left side. In and out. Bush gets the rebound. Outlets out for Silva. 3:14 to go in regulation. Saugatuck down three in the ball. Silva trying to tie it with a try. Got it! We're tied. Jocelyn Silva's first field goal is a big one. She ties the game at 40. We have our sixth tie of the game. Ball knocked by Peterson out of bounds. Stays and Banger in the front court. And we'll get a substitution. The four-fouled Shelby Weber comes in to replace Adams. Katie Slayer comes in to replace Morgan Bush. Again, turned that right ankle in the third quarter, trying to play through the pain a little bit. Inbound goes to a wide-open Schultz, who misses the bunny. Peterson cleans glass for Saugatuck. Silva out for Slayer. Slayer double dribbled. Got a little excited with a two-on-one break and put two hands on the ball to dribble. 40-40. 2:45 left in regulation. Bush comes in to replace Slayer. Carenza Hoffmeyer also comes in to replace Finn. McGee and Shelby Weber. Schultz, Wisniewski, and Bird on the floor for Bangor. Walking the ball over the timeline, Chelsea Bird, right side for Weber. Triple from there, no. Rebound, Garris. She gets the ball deflected back into her hands and give it to her guard, and that is Silva over the timeline quickly. And timeout is going to be called by Kevin Tringali. He has now two remaining. And he will take the full 60, so he has a 30 and a 60 on the timeouts left in his arsenal. 260 timeouts left for Robert Alexander and Bangor. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities to develop these young athletes into all-around healthy participants. So get up, get active, and play. Play stands for preparation lasts all year. Learn more at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With Holly Rose, our producer, my name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for an evening of high school basketball between the Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings. The boys' team game went pretty much all Saugatuck, 81-36. But the girls' game, ragged, but exciting because we are tied at 40 with 2:22 left. Lloyd Einstein or Karen Valentine, if you remember the old TV show, Room 222. Got to be at least 40-something to remember that. Anyway, now after the timeout by Saugatuck, we're going to get another timeout called. This might be a Bangor timeout. In fact, it is. So with 2:22 to go, the coaches' gearboxes are moving. Robert Alexander for Bangor and Kevin Tringali for Saugatuck. As we mentioned, the Indians go back to work Monday night. A boys-girls doubleheader, as we'll bring you. The Saugatuck Indians against the Fenville Blackhawks, and that'll be a very good game coming for you. We'll have that game for you here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Girls will play second. Boys will play first. We'll be on the air at 5:10. Then the Marcellus Vikings come in and take on the Indians Tuesday night. Another twin bill. And again, we'll be on the air at 5:10. So hope the voice holds up. Now, we have a question. We have some issues here. And we have a stoppage in play. It's not a timeout situation. It is a player down on the sidelines for Bangor, and it's going to be a medical situation here. And we will ask Holly to be ready for a one-minute special timeout. We will need to take one right now as one of the Bangor players is down on the court, not on the court, but on the floor next to the Bangor bench, and that is why we have a second timeout. And we'll be dealing with a medical emergency right now. So as we deal with the situation here, 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 40 between Bangor and Saugatuck. Let's take a 60-second timeout, Holly, as you're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, as members of the medical staffers from both Saugatuck and Bangor attending to Marilyn Gallegos, who is the player down. She is now sitting up, and I'm not certain if she had a seizure or what. And she's now up on her feet, but she is holding on to her coach as they're going to very gingerly place her on a chair. Well, she's back down on she's trying to get up. I'm not certain exactly what the situation is from across the way. Again, we're in the mezzanine, way across the way, and Marilyn Gallegos is the player that's being attended to, and I think she is now seated down. And hopefully she will be okay, and the staffers here in Saugatuck are very much on the ready. Tim Travis, the principal at Saugatuck High, is in the middle of this as well to deal with a medical situation involving Marilyn Gallegos. So with 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter, this game has been stopped and with a score tied at 40-40. But all the attention is on Gallegos of the Bangor Vikings across the way. And again, did not see exactly the circumstances after the timeout had been called. And it looked, for a minute I thought it was some strategic moves by Bangor, but then we saw the Coach Robert Alexander, quickly to Gallegos, who was not in the game at the time, but was heading back toward the bench area, between the bench and the scorer's table. And then she was prone on the floor, and whether or not she had a seizure or had an injury as a result of the seizure, it's not really certain. But she is seated right now and talking and responding to medical staffers and staffers here. And so they are dealing with Gallegos. And the officials now are going to tell both teams to get back onto the court, and Gallegos will be under the care of the staffers here at Saugatuck High, and also with Bangor as well, some family members and the like to deal with the situation. And, of course, here at Saugatuck, emergency crews are a moment away. So now let's get back to the matter of basketball. 2:22 to go in regulation, with Saugatuck having the ball, trying to get the lead again. We've had so far three lead changes. Silva, pass off of the foot of Peterson, stolen away by Shelby Weber of Bangor. Walking over the timeline, Chelsea Bird, 2 minutes to go. Bird lobs it left side for Wisniewski. Her pass deflected into the hands of Hoffmeyer for Saugatuck. Tried to outlet out for Garris, but went off of the foot, and they say it went off of Garris out of bounds. 27 turnovers for Saugatuck, 29 for Bangor. Minute 50 to go. Shelby Weber will inbound. Saugatuck will play half-court pressure defense. Chelsea Bird is aware of it. Gets it quickly into the front court for Wisniewski. Left side, Schultz. Triples from the left side, and air break. Rebound, Garris for Saugatuck. Bush outlets out for Silva. Jocelyn dribbles right side to Peterson. Plays catch with Silva. Bush. Her pass a little too far away from Hoffmeyer. Wasn't expecting it. 28 turnovers, Saugatuck. Minute 26 to go. 40 all tie. Ball over the timeline. Is Bird to McGee. Foul line jumper, no. Rebound Bush for Saugatuck. Silva with a minute 14 to go. Saugatuck with two timeouts. Garris, left side, 18-footer, no good. Long rebound. Silva's got it in midcourt. Ball, team who has the ball last might win, and that's because, but it's not going to be a, you know, team who scores last. Team who had a ball last. Ball deflected by McGee out of bounds. It was intended for Peterson. 56 seconds left. It'll be an inbound situation for Grace Peterson. To Hoffmeyer. High post right. Needing help. Gets in the form of Bush. Had the pocket pick stolen away by Banga, but Bush recovers and gets. Hoffmeyer. Garris between the circle for Silva. Runner. She felt contact. Put up a shot. No good. And we're going to get a timeout as the ball is grabbed by McGee by Bangor. One more timeout left with 37 seconds left for Bangor and a 40-all tie. Leading the way for Saugatuck tonight, 11 points for Morgan Bush and 11 points for Kaylee Garris, 7 for Jocelyn Silva, 6 for Grace Peterson. For Bangor, 8 points for Cheyenne Schultz, 7 for Shelby Weber, but none since the triple to end the first half. 5 for Joanna McGee. And 6 points, I should say, for Jordan Allen, but Allen hasn't scored since the first half as well. So the reset, and we'll do that right now. Bangor has one 60-second timeout left. Saugatuck has a 30 and a 60 remaining. The possession arrow is Bangor's. Saugatuck is already in the double bonus. Bangor is in a single bonus. Saugatuck has two fouls to give before Bangor goes into double bonus. Silva and Bush. Hoffmeyer. Finn Peterson. The five on the floor for Saugatuck. Wisniewski, Bird. Shelby Weber, Schultz, McGee on the floor for Bangor. McGee, two-time, walked. 30th turnover of the game. 31 seconds left. 40-all tie. Silva gets the inbound from Fitt, walks it over the timeline. Banger in a 2-3 zone. Now dropping into man-to-man. Nope, it's a 2-3 zone. And Kevin Tringali has two timeouts in his pocket. He'll burn one of them with 20 and a half seconds left. He'll have a 30 left in his pocket. 60-second timeout left for Robert Alexander with 20 and a half seconds left. Across the way, we're looking at Marilyn Gallegos. Marilyn, the junior, is still being worked on by snappers, trying to keep cool rags on her, and I'm not certain if she had a seizure or not. It looks like it's here. So 20 and a half seconds to go. Some of the Bangor boys dancing to the songs and the music of the Saugatuck band, who's been here the entire doubleheader. Tough night for the Bad Boys team, but they're still dancing. 81-36, Saugatuck beats Bangor in the boys game. 40-40 tie. Let's see if Saugatuck can get the sweep here in regulation. Finn will inbound for the try. Bush, Peterson, Finn, still on the left side, 16 seconds to go. Silva between the rings. Finn, left side, 10 seconds left. Silva between the rings. Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer has to force it for Bush, but Kevin Tringali sees trouble. 3 seconds left. He'll call his final timeout. It's a 30. 3.1 seconds left. Saugatuck was getting it through the perimeter, but they couldn't get it to Bush. That's the player they wanted to have the ball with. Now 3 seconds left. Kevin Tringali, the Indians coach, basically drawing up a play saying, let's worst we can do is to get this game in overtime. Let's see if Saugatuck can get a last-second winner here. McGee and Schultz. Adams and Wisniewski and Byrne. The five on the floor for Banger already out in the 2-3 zone. Bush and Silva. Hoffmeyer. Peterson. Finn. The five on the floor for Saugatuck. They are now deployed. Inbound, right sideline, Hoffmeyer, looking, Silva, right baseline jumper, hits the top of the rim, no, will go to overtime. So after 32 minutes, we still don't have anybody to determine a winner. We're tied at 40 all. 7-6 lead, 6th tie of the game has put this game into extra time. As we do our quick calculations, 11 points for Kaylee Garris, 11 points for Morgan Bush, 6 for Grace, 7 for Jocelyn Silva, 6 for Grace Peterson, 3 for Katie Slayer, a point for Carolyn Finn. For Bangor, 10 points for Cheyenne Schultz, 7 for Shelby Weber, 6 for Jordan Allen, 5 for Gianna McGee, 3 for Kylie Wisniewski, 2 for Chelsea Bird, 1 for Marilyn Gallegos. 30 turnovers for Bangor, 29 for Saugatuck. Marilyn Gallegos, the stricken Bangor player, is walking very slowly to her team's locker room and might be paying a visit to a nearby hospital to be attended to for what has happened. Hopefully she will be A-OK. So we'll play 4-minute overtime. Saugatuck will still go right to left in their home whites. Banger in the road reds. Cheyenne Schultz will jump it up with Morgan Bush. Morgan Bush easily wins the tip. Silva had her pocket picked for a moment by Bird. She recovers. Silva to Bush. Underneath, they get it to Garris. Banks it off of the glass. No rebound out of bounds off of the hands of McGee. Saugatuck basketball. 3:46 to go in overtime. Bush will inbound. Finn. Between the circles, Silva. Jocelyn to Garris. Plays catch with Silva. Man-to-man defense. No, it's still 2-3 zone for Bangor. Cross court to Garris. Inside the arc, jumper, airbrick. Rebound more. Saugatuck still with the basketball. Initial possession of the overtime. Silva banks in a triple from the top of the circle. Second tray for Silva. 10 points for Jocelyn. Indians have taken the lead. Fourth lead change of the game. Underneath, short jumper, no good by Allen. By Schultz, rebound, Saugatuck's more. Indians lead by 3, 43-40. Silva walks it over the timeline. Jocelyn Silva's banker from the top of the circle. A triple try right now is the difference between these teams, and Saugatuck is willing to let Banger play that zone and draw him out with the lead. Cross court pass to Garris. Between the circles, Silva. Banger is going to try deflected pass. Nope, bad pass. Went off of Finn out of bounds. Turnover 30th for Saugatuck. Shelby Weber strides in to replace Schultz for Banger. Inbounds. Goes to Chelsea Bird. Over the timeline. Bird, right side Weber. Shelby trying this two-time, trying to force a turnover. Bird between the circles. Weber. Pass deflected out of bounds. Bush stepped in front of Adams to knock it aside. Maintains the basketball for Banger, but it stops Adams from getting a close shot in the basket. Inbound goes to Wisniewski. Triple, got it from the top of the circle. Kylie's second tray of the game ties the game at 43. We have had 7 ties and 4 lead changes. Garris. Silva plays catch with Garris on the left side. Triple from there. Front of the rim, no. Rebound by Moore. Can't get it. Bush another foot back. No. Rebound tapped out. Out of bounds. It's off of Garris. Left in regulation, 43 all. Grace Peterson comes in for more. Ball inbounded. Travel. Chelsea Bird, but move the feet before she started dribbling. You can't do that. In the first minute of the game or in the third minute of overtime. No. Turnover 31 for Bangor. Timeout called by the Vikes. With 1:58 left in over, 1:59 left in overtime. And what has been a ragged game, not a classic in terms of how it's played, but the way this game is ending up. Excuse me, we got to take a swig of water on that one. Tomorrow it's Hope College basketball. The Olivet Comets come calling to take on the Flying Dutchman at the Voss Fieldhouse tomorrow afternoon. Ron Weatherby and Anna Prince will bring you the action right here. 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com will be on the air at 2:40. Sunday, an NFL doubleheader on our AM station, 1450 WHTC, the conference championship games. New England at Denver, followed by San Francisco at Seattle. 2 o'clock. The conference championship game Sunday on your home for Super Bowl 48 along the Lakeshore, AM 1450 WHTC. Along with Holly Rose, I'm Gary Stevens. Indians with the ball, tied at 43 in the front court. Kaylee Garris to an open Finn. Bush, deflected past Garris. Silva, top of the circle, Trey, no contact, foul, 3 shots. The foul goes against Chelsea Bird. That's 3 on Bird. Now Silva. Free throw line left. Trying to break a 43-all tie. Drops the first. 44-43. Six free throws. Seven free throws for Silva. Extends the lead to two. 45-43. She can make it a three-point game. Short. Rebound long. But it's taken by Bangor. But it's deflected in the hands of Garrison. She got pushed down by Jordan Allen. Allen will be disqualified. Her fifth personal foul. She finishes with 6 points. In comes Cheyenne Schultz. Gears to the foul line. Kaylee has not shot a free throw tonight. Minute 41 left. 45-43 Saugatuck. First of two, and it didn't even reach the rim. Air brick on the free throw by Kaylee Garris. She'll try to make amends. Does nothing but string music on the second. 46-43, Indians by three. It will finish Schultz. Shot is blocked by Bush. Rebound, Peterson. Saugatuck with the ball in the three-point lead. Silva drives, runs, scores! Jocelyn with seven in the shoot in the overtime, 14 in the game. Indians by five, 48-43. Bush steps in front of a pass to Denver. Wisniewski knocks it out of bounds. Minute 17 left. Indians trying to gut one out. Bangor needs a couple of oops. Wisniewski will inbound. Triple try left side by Chelsea Bird. No rebound. The other number 12, Grace Peterson, Saugatuck. Silva walks it over the timeline. Being hassled by Chelsea Bird, who knocks it into the backcourt. Saugatuck will call timeout. With 57.6 seconds to go, this timeout presented by Michigan Tile. Wintersail, stop it. It's been a good one in terms of how it's ended. The way this game had been progressing, not so good. But Jocelyn Silva has taken over control of the game. 1 point in the first half. She has 14 in the game. And seven of those 14 have come here in the overtime, including two clutch free throws to break a 43 all tie. Before she went two out of three, she was 5 of 20 from the free throw line, Silva was. But she stepped up and made two out of three in clutch time. Now, Saugatuck will have an inbound situation. Possession arrow is Bangor's. Saugatuck is in double bonus. Bangor still needing to shoot one and ones. Saugatuck still has two fouls to give in that regard. Ball will be centered, inbounded at midcourt. Peterson gets the inbound to Silver. Deflected off her hands. Ball on the floor, taken by McGee. Bush steps in, ties it up. Possession arrow still belongs to Bangor, but with 51 seconds left, that possession arrow will go to Saugatuck once the ball is inbounded. Indians by five. It's a two-possession game. Shelby Weaver with the inbounds pass and will dribble over the timeline. Weaver's triple into the first half. She throws it through the hands of McGee into the hands of Hoffmeyer of Saugatuck. Hoffmeyer drives, draw contact, foul. 32 turnovers for Bangor. Hoffmeyer goes to the stripe. The foul is against Sarah Adams. That's her second. And foul line left is Hoffmeyer. Scoreless. And she hasn't shot a free throw yet tonight. She makes the front end of the two-shot foul. The margin is 6 at 49-43. Second free throw coming for the 5'6 junior, Carenza Hoffmeyer. Drop them both. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is for Saugatuck. Ball over the timeline is Chelsea Bird. Adams, tied up in the corner. Foul on Finn as she hacked her. Carolyn's third foul, but that's only eight for Saugatuck, so it's a one-and-one situation for Schultz. It's a seven-point lead, a three-possession game with 31 seconds left. First of one-and-one for Cheyenne Schultz. Cheyenne is 2 of 3 from the line tonight. Make it 3 of 4. She'll drop the first. That breaks a 6-point Saugatuck, a 7-point Saugatuck run. Peterson sits. In comes Moore for Saugatuck. Second for Schultz. Cheyenne, right into shot, foul line right. Second one is up and no good. Moore steps in front, tries to get the rebound. It's loose. It's scooped up instead by Wisniewski. Ball out of bounds, knocked away by Moore, out of bounds. 26 seconds left in overtime. Sarah Adams will inbound. Baseball pass to Weber at midcourt. Lobs it inside, steps in front by Bush. That should put the nail in the coffin. Hoffmeyer. Morgan Bush on the left side. Low post left. Through the hands of Hoffmeyer. Allison Weber gets it, draws a foul. 7 seconds left. Foul is on Christina Moore, her second. Saugatuck with her ninth foul. So it's only one-and-one situation for Allison Weber. Allison has 2 points tonight. When we're done with this one, we'll hear from head coach Kevin Tringali. Missed free throw by Allison Weber. Rebound, Moore. That will do it. The Saugatuck Indians needed 4 extra minutes, but they hold off and outlast the Bangor Vikings in girls basketball 50-44 and coupled with an 81-36 game by the boys in the opener. Saugatuck sweeps Bangor in a basketball doubleheader tonight. We'll recap the scoring in the girls' game. We'll hear from head coach Kevin Tringali and have more from here at Saugatuck High School in a moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, where the Saugatuck Indians girls needed overtime to defeat the Bangor Vikings 50-44 and complete the whole two-game sweep of the Bangor teams by Saugatuck's basketball teams tonight after the boys put up an 81-36 victory in the opener. For the girls tonight, it was a Saugatuck game early. Bangor eventually stretched a margin to 7 in the second half before Saugatuck doggedly came back in the fourth quarter to tie the game at 40. And then they outscored their hosts 10-4 to win the game 50-44, and now breaks a 4-game hex that Bangor held over the Indians prior to tonight's game. Let's run down the scoring as we wait for Kevin Tringali to make his way up to our broadcast location. First of all, for the Bangor Vikings, with the loss, their record falls now to 3-6 and 2-3 in the SAC North. They were led tonight by Cheyenne Schultz with 11 points, 8 points for Kylie Wisniewski, 7 for Shelby Weaver, 6 for Jordan Allen, 5 for Gianna McGee, 4 for Chelsea Bird, 2 points for Allison Weaver, 1 point for Marilyn Gallegos, Sarah Adams, and Alexis Hernandez played but did not score. Bangor was 7-12 from the free throw line and turned the ball over 33 times. For the Saugatuck Indians, with the win, their fourth straight, the Indians are now 6-3 and 2-2 in the SAC North. They were led tonight by Jocelyn Silva, 14 points, 7 in the overtime. 12 points for Kaylee Garris, 11 points for Morgan Bush, 6 for Grace Peterson, 3 for Katie Slayer, 2 for Carenza Hoffmeyer, a single point for Carolyn Finn. Christina Moore played but did not score. Indians were 17 of 42 from the free throw line tonight. Yep, 17 for 42 and 31 turnovers against Saugatuck tonight. Jocelyn Silva, I didn't want to mention this. four, five, six, seven, and 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 7 of 18 from the free throw line, but she made 2 of 3 down the stretch. In fact, the 2 made free throws broke the 40 all tie and put Saugatuck ahead to stay. And so it was a great finish for Saugatuck in a game that, well, frankly, was pretty ragged for 3-plus quarters and did end up with a Saugatuck win. As I said, it's a gut-out situation. The earlier game, all Saugatuck, 81-36. The boys defeated the visiting Vikings behind 31 points from Mike Winnowicki, including 7 trays and 13 points a season high for Blake Dunn. As the Indians continued their winning ways, upping their mark to 7-1 and 3-0 in the SAC North. Kevin Tringali looks like a man who's been beaten up almost as much as the girls have been tonight, but he will be smiling and get a victory. And first of all, I know that you really can't comment too much about it, but our prayers and hopefully everything is fine for Marilyn Gallegos of Bangor. She collapsed late in the fourth quarter and was taken to an area hospital for treatment. And that's kind of tough because you're playing a tough game and you're concentrating on all that, and all that puts into perspective when a
really
player gets hurt.
It really does, especially with everything that's happened around here the last few years. You know, we got to take everything serious. I know Saugatuck, I'm a big part of the emergency response team, and we do a good job of taking care of, you know, hopefully situations like that and get her the best care, but our thoughts and prayers are with her.
Marilyn was assisted off the court, needing help assisting, but at least she was walking, and hopefully everything will be fine with her. All right. I said it to our listeners, I'm going to say it to you. For 3-plus quarters, it was a pretty scuzzy game. I mean, it was hard. It was rock'em sock'em, and nobody really could get a floor in the game.
We could not get over the hump. I mean, Jocelyn Silva, to her credit, I just told her in the locker room, shooters have to have short-term memories because that girl works on her shot more than any kid I've coached in a long time, and she couldn't hit water if she fell out of a boat tonight. She just missed that in our free throws. We're a good free throw shooting. I don't even want to know, Gary, what we shot free throw wise.
All right, I'll hide it. You made 17 free throws.
Okay. Well, we put ourselves in a big bunch, pinch, and we just could not get over the hump. And ironically, the shot that got us to at least a tie score was Jocelyn's big three.
Yep. Off the glass.
Yeah, off the glass, nonetheless. And then, you know, You factor in Morgan's injury. I know she's going to wake up with a real bad ankle. And Caroline, I mean, they just battled. And the biggest thing we talk about is, you know, the heck with the X's and O's is we were in a dogfight. We battled. We persevered. It wasn't pretty, but we fought. And we won a game in a dogfight. And that's a big sign of growth.
Yeah, hopefully, it's a case of maybe, you know, we'll see a touch and go with Morgan on Monday, but she gutted it out. She gutted out a game tonight, like your team.
Yeah, she did. We did. We battled. I mean, Bangor, we knew we were in for a dogfight. We knew they were healthy. That was the first game they've had everyone back, and it showed. And we hung around. We hung around, and we finally got over the hump. And we had chances even before overtime. But bless their hearts for fighting. And it could easily quit. In the past, we would have.
Now, 4 straight wins. Fenville comes in. I know a lot of the attention will be on the boys' game, but the girls' game should get just as much attention because the Blackhawks have been playing some decent basketball this year.
They are a scrappy bunch. They're a lot like Bangor. They are scrappy, and then you factor in that it's against us. We are going to get their A game, no question about it. You know, we have that score from last year plastered all over the locker room. We know that they're going to battle, and if we're not coming out to play, we could be in big trouble because they're going to give us everything they have. They always do.
So the Saugatuck Indians with the overtime victory tonight, 50-44. Coach Kevin Tringali, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks for having me.
Or shall I say halftime of the Fenville game?
You got it. Thank you.
And that is Kevin Tringali, head coach of the Saugatuck Indians. So our final score for the boys, 81-36. For the girls, 50-44 in overtime. Saugatuck takes 2. from Bangor tonight. Want to say thank you to a lot of people. Want to thank the coaches for Bangor, Dick O'Day for the boys, and Robert Alexander for the girls, along with Athletic Director Mary Spade and all the people at Bangor for their help. Thanks to coaches Tom Kazin for the boys and Kevin Trinigalli for the girls and Athletic Director Bill Dunn and the entire staff here at Saugatuck for their help and hospitality. Thanks to Mike Van Loon for all of his support for Saugatuck basketball and for sending two fine daughters through to play for the Indians, and he's giving me a big smile. But also want to thank all of our fine sponsors for helping us bring you Saugatuck High basketball tonight. Thanks to Holly Rose, who took care of things back in the studio, and we certainly appreciate her help. And most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed our broadcast tonight and be able to catch the podcast a little bit overnight on our website at 927thevan.com. We got more of Holland's Classic Hits straight ahead, and I'm going to remind you about tomorrow. Hope College basketball, the Flying Dutchman host Olivet will be on the air at 2:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. And then Monday night, the Fenville Blackhawks come in for the makeup doubleheader here at Saugatuck High School. We'll be on the air at 5:10. Boys game first, girls game second. And then Tuesday night, right back here for another Twin Bill against the Marcellus Indians. Marcellus Wildcats again, will be on the air at 5:10. For Holly Rose, I'm Gary Stevens saying so long from Saugatuck High School, where the Indians take two from Bangor. Boys, 81-36. Girls in overtime, 50-44. Good night, everybody.